JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Entertaining every morning.
Play the best
music
to wake you up.
Kix 96.9 in the morning.
And welcome to Thursday. Hey, it's JP with your JP, Lauren, Husker Nick podcast. Some of the fun stuff from today, including, of course, Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with Ben and Ashley, and brought up a good conversation about texting. Yeah, something went down with some texting, which was not good. Stupid is as stupid does, including zoo animals. Your epic moment. What was yours? We'll get into a conversation and give you a great example coming up. And someone got a little bit too much pre-workout before going to the gym. That and more now.
You're doing fine. You can handle this.
Pull yourself together. You can handle this.
Oh, you think you can handle this, huh?
I'm okay. I can handle this. Can you?
So you think you can handle it?
Think you can handle that?
Yes, sir.
We both think you can handle this.
You fellas can handle this thing any way that you want.
We're going live. 3, 2, 1.
It's a Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Thursday, June 7th. Hello, Lauren.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, not bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, pretty good evening
Nick,
last night.
Nick, how are you?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good.
What'd you do yesterday?
Fun? We went to the park and all my kids totally crapped out after half an hour. Yesterday was hot.
Yeah, it was hot.
It was too hot for that.
It was. Carter had his fifth T-ball game, and this is the first one where he's just not interested. He hit the ball, ran the bases. Next time he gets up, he hits the ball, gets to first, takes his helmet off, and he goes, "Coach, I need water." And he just walked off the base. I was like, well, that'll happen.
That's understandable.
It's hot out.
Today looks better, though. Today, 86.
Ooh. Scattered thunderstorms, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did we have much for storms? I really didn't.
I was out of it last night.
Yeah, it was the Lincoln Dome held last night.
Heck yeah.
There was a big old storm that was coming towards us. And then as it got to us, it kind of started to get smaller and smaller and smaller. And then just as it got to Lincoln, it poof, gone.
That's the witchcraft that is the Lincoln Dome.
And I
holds
had to,
up.
Like, Paula went out and brought the plants again. You know, they put them against the house and under the patio furniture and stuff so they don't get trampled. And they brought in all, put the cars in the garage and everything and poof, gone. Yeah.
Nothing. It's just we live in this dome that we live
Let's
in.
Let's keep it up. I'm all about that.
I just wanted to double check. We are not in a storm warning right now, but I don't know how to reset that button. We have a little flashy thing that tells us.
A giant sign above our heads flashing, storm warning, storm warning, storm warning. Seriously?
Well,
you have to do something to turn that off?
Well, I think it's that certain kind of clearance to be able to find the button, to be able to push the button to reset
it. Is that above your pay grade? Have you not yet reached the
level
in this building that you can turn that off?
No, it's the IT guy. We have this IT guy in the building that, I think he's like obsessed with job security. So he hides all the most functional things from people.
Yeah.
So the only way to do it, and it could be something super simple, like, boy, I need to reset this computer, or like, I need to download an update so that I can use the internet. And you have to call him, wake him up, and he won't tell you the password. He'll walk in and real quick and then leave.
And done.
Yeah.
Or like, there's on ESPN. I've been on ESPN for almost 9 years now. And whenever our stream doesn't work, there's a button apparently you push in there to fix it. He will not show me what that button is. And he'll get up and drive in, push the button, and leave. Because he wants the mystery of what the magic that it is to be an IT guy. He wants that to exist at all times.
I mean, there is a method to that madness.
I suppose.
Yeah.
They can't fire him, right? The whole building would just be like, we can't fix anything. Well, we don't know where anything is.
I've noticed because, I mean, I used to work in the Geek Squad. I was like the first Geek Squad member in the Midwest for Best Buy. Love that stat. And I know a thing or two. And a lot of times if like A is a problem and C is the result, he'll spell this baby out instead of going A, B, and C. He goes A, D, L, K, V. C.
7.
So that way it makes it harder for people to understand why
so
it is what it is.
You can't duplicate it next time.
Yes.
Or...
And I'm just like, what in God's green earth is happening here?
He might be an evil genius.
Maybe. Or probably. Just, you know, it just is funny to me. Like, it's like, damn, dude. You just tell me what button to push in there. People can hear the show.
So there's probably some fancy protocol or just a hidden button for turning off the flashing sign above our heads that claims there's still a storm warning.
Well, how long did it take? It's taken like 3 years for them to give us access to the thermostat. that, to change the temperature in this room.
Which now we have access to that.
That was a major fight. And I think that is true in a lot of office
places. Oh, God, yes.
Oh, yeah, the thermostat.
Yes. A lot of office places. Like, who is allowed to touch the thermostat? At what pay grade? Either
that's
that.
Like one privilege you get. They're like, listen, here's the deal. You're going to get to middle management one day. And when that comes, I will give you this little tiny key to wear around your neck. And it is opens up the deal for the thermostat. Feel blessed.
That's a real
JP,
thing.
Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kicks 96.9.
Let's celebrate good. Lauren, what do you got today?
My good thing is in San Diego today. There is a lunch lady. Her name is Deborah Davis, and she has been with the San Diego School District for 26 years, and she's that lunch lady that all the kids love. Apparently, she's just always in a good mood and always has nice things to say to everybody, and all the kids love Miss Deborah. She also volunteers at nursing homes and drives around San Diego with another organization handing out meals to the homeless. She drives around in her 76 Chevy Malibu.
Oh, nice.
Which recently got rear-ended.
Oh.
And it's very expensive to fix something like that, given that it's, what's that, 40 years old?
Yeah,
what does the other car look like? Because if that thing's from 76, it means that thing's all metal, baby.
Right.
Like, it's not like all of our new vehicles.
Well, one of the public high schools in San Diego where she works is one of the first in the state to do something called the National Automotive Technician Education Foundation. And that's where they train kids to go directly from high school into being working mechanics.
Oh, nice.
And so they have some cars that they were working on. So after Miss Deborah's accident, she could not afford to get her car fixed up. So all the kids decided to do it for her. They fixed up a 2014 Mazda 3. It apparently had come in after getting a bunch of dents and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The kids, because they're all training to be mechanics, made it brand new for her. And there's this video of them presenting it to her. And she just starts dancing.
Aww.
Like, she's so happy.
Awesome.
And she said it was the first time anyone's ever done anything that nice for her. And she's so happy. And the kids are so happy. And I think it was so. And it's just cool that they could use the skills they are learning to help someone before even leaving school.
Kidding.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
So, Miss Deborah is awesome, and so are those kids.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing, and I know Jungle John has talked about this, and it must have been a day I was gone, and I wish I'd have been here to chat with him about it.
He mentioned it just briefly, so
So, I'm walking through, I think it was Hy-Vee, maybe, and I'm walking by, and I see this case of Empyrean beer. It's a six-pack. Empyrean, of course, that's you go down to, why am I blanking on the place that they make it? They have the best burgers in town. I'm blanking on it. There's one right over. There's one downtown and one right over by. They also own fireworks. Laszlo's. Thank you.
Oh.
So they brew Empyrean beer down at Laszlo's.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
So Empyrean, which is an awesome local company, they teamed up with the zoo, and they've got the zookeeper beer. And the whole idea of this thing is, they said, we started wondering what would happen if zookeeper is, like, I guess, a play on words, if the animals ran the zoo instead of, like, the employees or something. And so it's like the animals keeping the zoo, whatever. But there's really cool artwork on it. And the money on this IPA goes to the Lincoln Zoo to help towards their remodel and everything.
Right, yeah.
And it's a fantastic beer, by the way.
Well, and I confirmed with Jungle John that it is not made from any, like,
of his beard yeast?
That
would have been awesome.
Not just that, or like hair from the animals,
oh,
or excrement from
the,
because beer, there's all the, you know, kind of a trend to start beer from all kinds of weird things.
Man, that would have been great.
It is not, in fact, made from any animal poop or anything like that.
Let it be known for the record. I would drink an IPA made from Jungle John's beard yeast.
Yeah.
I would, without a shadow of a doubt, I would drink that beer. But this is cool because this is now, along with this, and then, of course, Zipline teamed up with the Omaha Zoo, and they're helping raise money for endangered animals up there with different beers that they're going through. I talked about
which,
like, a
cool
month, which that rolls out very soon. But super cool, and it's really good. So if you get a chance, go out to one of your local beer stores and pick this up if you're looking for something this weekend, because all the proceeds go to help build our fantastic local zoo.
And you two could be like Zookeeper Bay and just...
Oh my God. Why? What I want to know is why they just don't have a picture of Jungle John flexing on the cover of this. Are you kidding me?
That's
like, I know like a lot of ladies would prefer wine over IPAs.
Right.
They would buy this.
Oh yeah.
Hell,
for,
I would buy that.
Yeah.
Just to keep that and hang it up in my man cave. Golly.
Get an advertising campaign with posters and frame
Jungle
it and
John,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Pretty good idea.
Nice. My good thing is a gal by the name of Allison Kloss. It starts out bad because she doesn't have a date for her prom. But she decides to do what any modern woman would do. She goes on to Amazon and finds a cardboard cutout of Danny DeVito to take to her prom.
I saw this story. I love this story so much.
It's pretty darn funny.
So she dresses him up in a tie and a dress jacket and takes cardboard cutout of Danny DeVito because she loves the TV show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which she's very funny on. And so she goes to prom with Danny DeVito, gets the photos taken, they get the photo booth, and they put all kinds of stuff together. Well, it didn't end with that date there because Rob Micheleni, who is one of the creators of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, sees this and lets Danny DeVito know about it and says, hey, we got to do something for this girl. And so they sent back an Instagram photo and said, hey, Allison, I heard you took a cardboard cutout of Danny to prom. What a coincidence. He took a cardboard Allison to Patty's, the bar that they film in. And so there's a photo on Instagram with Danny DeVito holding this cardboard cutout of Allison.
I love that they went to her Instagram account and took one of her pictures and made a like life-size cardboard cutout of it.
They took her from the photo of her standing next to
Carl. Awesome.
It's the same photo.
It's the same photo.
It's exactly.
So awesome.
Brilliant.
By the way, if that's a life-size cardboard cutout of Danny DeVito, she is short.
Yeah, she's not very tall.
She is tiny if that's the case. Or she made a really above life-size version of Danny DeVito.
Made him taller.
Her, yeah.
Maybe that's why
she's like, let's
responded.
Make him like 5'7 this time. Why not?
So kudos to Allison and also to the cast of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia for making her feel pretty good.
The Kix 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country. Kix 96.9.
Blake Shelton was the big winner at last night's CMT Music Awards. He picked up two trophies for I'll Name the Dogs. It won both Video of the Year and Male Video of the Year. He also performed on the roof of his Old Red Bar in Nashville. They did lots of outside performances.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which was kind of interesting.
Cool.
Carrie Underwood won Female Video of the Year for her collaboration with Ludacris on The Champion, and she set a record with that one, winning her 18th CMT award.
Wow.
Some of the newbies stood out. Kane Brown and Lauren Elena won Collaborative Video of the Year for What Ifs. That was Kane's first trophy. Carly Pierce was in tears accepting the Breakthrough Video of the Year for Every Little Thing, and she ended it perfectly saying, so to that guy who broke my heart, thanks for this. she wrote it about him.
Nice.
By the way, the first award of the night went to the Backstreet Boys and Florida Georgia Line for their collaboration. They won CMT Performance of the Year. Twitter had thoughts.
Okay, this makes sense because there was all these videos of country stars breaking bottles over their own heads. Did you see that last night?
No.
Now it makes sense
because
as to why.
You think that's what that was?
Because the Backstreet Boys won a CMT award and they must not have.
They beat out a lot of big stars.
They had some slow motion video thing where they were taking bottles and crashing them over their own heads.
Why?
And it was like, watch the CMTs. Crack. I don't know. They were like, the little, the movie glass.
Well, yes.
But like, why was, I don't know. I don't know the origin of that, but that was what
maybe
they were doing.
Maybe now you do.
Yeah.
But the Backstreet Boys win awards. Smash. Dang it.
Luke Bryan has revealed he'd like to collaborate with his American Idol co-star Katy Perry in the future. Quote, my thing is kind of the song and the moment dictates it. Me and Katy may have something in the works one day. That'd be fun. Luke adds he's already worked with his other fellow judge, Lionel Richie. Lionel and I have actually recorded stuff that didn't make it out yet. I wouldn't call it big news. It was something Lionel was working on. It was a couple years ago. So there is unreleased Lionel Richie Luke Bryan music.
I was in Nashville when they were working on that together.
That's interesting. Maybe they'll just have to
hopefully they'll put it out.
Let us hear that.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to wait to hear new Kane Brown music. His new one is called Lose It. It's from an upcoming album, and we will play it for you here in just a minute. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
That little pringing, buzzing, good for nothing, phone in your hand. The directions to the party that's just started with that cover band. That old school radio station, let's just drive until it's faded. Girl, let's lose it tonight. Cause when you do that thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear. I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart skipping a beat. You're not close enough, so there's space between you and me. Let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swinging to the music, girl, that might.
floorboard. And bobby pins holding your hair up, girl, you don't need them no more. That dress hanging off your shoulder as you move a little closer, yeah, let's lose it. Thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear. Baby, I swear.
Yeah, this lady, she is a little upset about a piece of workout equipment. I'll tell you the story.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out.
I thought some people playing this when they're working out at the gym.
I mean, it seems like an obvious one.
I thought we were going to be, are we talking about JP and Ferrell's? Is that why we're playing that music?
I don't know if that song's in the mix when we do the kickboxing. I'm just so focused on what I'm doing, I don't even pay attention.
Well, dang it.
Just keep with the beat.
I like I'm just so focused, I don't even know what the music is. There may not be music. I don't know. Is
no, there's
that
music.
Just...
No, there is. Yeah, and I've we've had people complain about some of the music before.
640, so. JP said, I don't know what I'm doing. I just focus on the beat. Got it. 640.
So anyway, looks like somebody got a little too much pre-workout. There's a woman in Canada at the gym up there, the Good Life Gym, which is no relation to Good Life Fitness here.
No, this is the Good Life Liberty Village Gym in Toronto.
Nice.
Totally unrelated.
So she's Canadian, so she's Canadian, crazy.
And she's in me. Doing her workouts, and something triggered her.
Oh, boy.
She's angry. Like, she's got her angry eyes.
Oh, my God.
So this gal, she goes over to the treadmills. With it's the like a barbell, right? Or like a
barbell. Yep.
Yeah, to picture it, one you of the it. It's really it's probably, you know, 3 feet long.
It's one of those ones that has kind of the weird handle or whatever.
Yeah. So you can do and inside stuff. And outside bicep curls.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Work so different parts of the muscle.
So she's there to I think lift, but for some reason she's got something against this treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
And takes that barbell over there and just hits it with the barbell as hard as she can.
Like she wants to kill this treadmill. I don't know.
And she practically does.
I don't know what this treadmill did to her, but she's taking it out.
All right, so let's be real. We all have days where we walk up to that treadmill to get on it, and we're like, oh, God, I don't want to do this.
Right.
Like, I hate this thing. I hate this treadmill.
My theory is that she had been running for what she swore was at least half an hour, and she looked down and saw that it was 6 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
We have all been there.
Right.
Oh, that's so funny. The clock's broken.
Or like what happens to everyone, she spent the last 3 months every day hating this treadmill while running on it, and then she went in to step on the scale, and on it only lost 1 pound. And she's like, this thing doesn't work!
Yeah.
Why have I been on you? Like, you know.
This thing doesn't work. So we'll put the video up on Twitter so you can see it, KX969. She is mad. And they had to escort her out of the place.
Well, you're missing, like, all the other stuff she did.
Okay. Well, hold on. My other theory on why you had to kill this treadmill, though. It's one of the treadmills with the TV. And sometimes are stuck on political news.
Oh, no, I know. And that'll send you over the deep end.
Or they don't work at all.
Yeah.
It's just like,
that's better
on the one treadmill
than when they're stuck on political news.
Right. So after she gets done with this is like the craziest, funniest part of this. So she destroys this treadmill, right? And then next, she calmly walks over, picks up some dumbbells. she starts doing curls with dumbbells and then turns around and chucks them into the glass that's in front of her on the wall.
Well, she went back picks and was up doing another, like nothing happened in the eye.
Yeah,
exactly.
Picks up another dumbbell, curls it a few times, and then wham!
She
right into the wall.
Is having a day.
Picks up another one, and now like all the people that are actually there to work out are like, listen, I don't know, I know you hate this place, but for a lot of people, this is our zen place where we get away from having right. to watch kids. I don't have to go to work. I can anger lift about my boss. Maybe that's what she was doing. She had a really bad day at work and he couldn't get it out of her head and was so mad at her boss that she just went in there and destroyed everything.
That's a possibility, too.
I just like that it took them that long to get her out of there.
I know, right? What else were they going to let her break?
I know. Well, although, if she keeps picking these things up, and I got to say, she must work out because the way she chucks around this weight is like they weigh nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's picking up, like, it looks like, I guess, like 20-pound dumbbells.
She may have been training for this.
Yeah, she's like rifling them around.
She's been training to just throw weights around at
the gym. We might have discovered the world's strongest woman on accident. And not in a good manner.
I love, there's a guy like three down from her on the treadmill as she starts to just beat the crap out of it. And he calmly like takes his towel and his water bottle and slowly walks away. I think I should go now.
I'm going to get out of here. Yeah. I'm not going to interact with this person. Evidently, these are not the treadmills I want to be on.
I'm out.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix 96.9 Morning Show.
Your turn to share your epic moments. Another one that I actually didn't get to mention on the air. I talked about the Wesley Snipes meeting in Legion Baseball at Crete. I had a aluminum bat, and I hit that bat so hard and knocked the ball over the fence for a home run, but the bat broke. And so it is a very rare thing to have a bat split in half, especially an aluminum one. And so I got a hold of Easton, and they replaced it because it was like a malfunction bat. So I thought maybe I was so strong, I broke the bat, but no, it just wasn't the best made bat. But hey, it got me one home run out of its usage. What was your epic moment? As a kid, you always bring along your ball glove to the ballpark because you never know when you might get a home run ball. Or
well, yeah,
a foul
you gotta
ball.
Be ready.
Are you, should adults bring their gloves to the ballpark?
No.
See, I don't think so either.
When my kids were little, I would just to go and show them the way, you know, and bring it along with. When Tristan was like little, and he'd yeah. have his glove and I'd have mine just to kind of help him catch if one would happen.
Yeah.
But once I get older, that's like, nah, no, just leave it at home. You leave that weird. For the kiddos.
I don't know. I have no idea what the etiquette is on that.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do it.
I don't own one, but... Okay.
That's right. You don't own a glove. You're going to have to borrow one from one of us, I think, if we're going to play softball.
I got an extra one for you.
Yeah.
No problem.
Got you. I mean, I'm sure my husband has one.
Oh,
got
you.
Yeah, exactly.
But we want him to play, too. We'll get out on the ballpark.
And the kids can just run wherever you want them to.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Right. They'll just
let them do their thing.
It's fine. But this gal went to the ballpark.
And went viral.
Yeah.
Stole the hearts of every man in America. How about that?
This is impressive. So
my
she's
God.
Sitting behind home plate, up a row, like a deck or whatever.
Dude, no, she's like probably 100 feet up in the air above home plate. Like, because it's the stadium that they're in, it's multi-levels.
Like, well, like a really Kansas
City, like a major league ballpark.
Yeah. It'd be like if Haymarket Park, if there was an extra level on top of Haymarket Park.
Even higher.
And she, yeah, and then that's where she would have been sitting, if you want to picture that.
Okay, so she's sitting back there watching the game, and then this happens.
Hey, how about a fan? She caught that last foul ball with her beer.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No bad hops there.
No bad hops there. She caught it right in her beard.
By the way, super clever, that line
off
the cuff. No
right
bad
there.
Hops because they put hops in beer. Very clever. Very, very clever. Good job, broadcaster.
Right. So he didn't know she was going to catch it in a beer.
No.
Nice.
That's clever.
That alone is impressive, to catch the ball in your beer like that. But then she goes and does this.
And she's letting it go. She downed it.
This girl
seems to be the norm now in Major League Baseball, right? You get one in the beer and you got to chug it.
This girl catches the ball in her beer, and then her friend's right there filming the whole thing, and she just downs the entire beer with
ball
in
looking.
Cup.
Well, you got to, okay, there's a few things there that I think to really give her credit for this.
Okay.
So she catches the ball, she stands up and holds up the beer.
Right.
She's there with two of her lady friends, and they immediately start chanting for her to chug the beer.
Oh, I didn't see them like, chugging. That's funny.
There's a video. One of them took video of it sitting next to her. If you watch the video you have, you can see her friend holds up her camera.
Yeah, she's filming.
And starts filming it. Okay. And that video is also on the internet. And her and her friends knew immediately. Her girlfriends are like, chug, 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 chug. So she holds it up and she just starts downing a full pint of beer. And let me tell you, my son now has goals. When he gets older, I'm going to show him this video. Son, let's find you a lady like that. Because this woman, I'll tell you right now, if I were single, I would be trying to find out what her name is.
Right.
Because she is beautiful, and she chucks beers when she catches baseballs in them. That's enough for me. Like, there it is. I don't need anything else. She could be crazy. I don't know. But I'd be in at least for a date. Like, I'd see 100%. That's on that. That's like one of the most epic things. She'll tell people about that for the rest of her life.
That's her ridiculous.
Yes,
epic
absolutely.
Story,
because probably sure. It could have happened 100 more times and she could not have made all of that happen that perfectly.
She's literally going to be able to be in any bar she wants to and see a guy that she thinks is handsome, walk up to him and go, hey, I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes, but before I do, I would like you to check out this video. And then she'll show the video.
Like, instead of a business card, or right. Like, she needs this.
Yes.
To lead into all social interactions.
She goes to any job she wants to. She's like, yeah, hey, I'm applying to be a brain surgeon here. Really, what'd you go to school for?
Are you cool under pressure?
Marketing.
Am I cool under pressure?
Exactly.
Show the
Let
video.
Me show you this video. No, that's awesome. Yeah, this is like everybody has their own, like, most epic moment. Right. In their life. And it does. Obviously, this is like the epic of epic moments. But everybody has a moment where they look back and be like, yeah, that's the moment I brag about in my life that I tell everyone about.
Okay, so what's yours?
There's a couple that I would go with, but the one I'm going to go with, I was in Hawaii for the Pro Bowl. I won a free trip out there through Bud Light, which isn't even the brag.
That's not even the
thing.
Moment?
Huh. So there's a party going on that is players only. And my buddy that was with me, his name's Wyatt, went to Lincoln here in town. He's a 6'4", 330-pound athletic black man.
Okay.
So he looks like he belongs in this NFL party.
Right.
Right? So we're like, we got to get in this thing. So I walk up, I bought a hat for the Eagles, and I wore it up there, and they asked us, who are you guys? And Wyatt says he's some offensive lineman, and I said I was David Akers, the kicker for the Eagles. And they totally let us in. Like, you know, I'm a 5'10" white guy. I look like I could be a kicker, and they just totally let us in. I look nothing like David Akers. But I had an Eagles hat on, and obviously the guy at the security guard did not care.
Well, now you've put the security guard on the, do I admit I'm not sure what that guy would look like?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And look like a total fool.
Nah, that's probably fine.
Akers into the party.
It was one of those, like, act like you've been there before. Because Akers was like a three-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yeah, man, this is the thing I've been looking forward to. I'm excited to get in there. And, like, it helped that I had Wyatt with me, who looks the part. Like, we snuck down on the field, too, during the game. Yeah, awesome. I'll post a photo. I took a photo of Wyatt standing, and in the background, you see all these players looking over, and they're like, who the heck is this guy? Like, should I know who this guy is?
One of those, everyone thinks someone else must know him.
Yeah.
He must be with him. Do you know?
He's got to be with him.
Who is that
guy? I don't
know.
Am I supposed to know who that is?
Does he play for the Cowboys? Who is that guy?
Pop up the photo underneath the post we've got for Facebook and Twitter right now, because we're going to ask folk for their ridiculously epic moment.
Yes.
Like, just something
whatever
just
it is.
Crazy stupid that happened to you. You're catching
something
a foul ball in your beer, and you chug the whole dang thing. You pretend you're David Akers and get on the field.
It could be something as simple as one time I got free tickets to a In Your House WWF event back in the 90s,
yeah.
And all I had to do was chug a big gulp of hot sauce.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I won that race, and I got to go there. And that was epic. That was my moment until I pretended to be David Akers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. CC on Facebook, I haven't had mine yet, but I will in November when I get to meet the cast of Supernatural.
What?
And all
That's
my
cool.
heroes. So
That's
she is
cool.
freaked out about meeting Jensen Ackles and them.
That'll be sweet.
So, all right, your most ridiculously epic moment, 466-9696, or Facebook and Twitter. We'll trade them for tickets of fun.
Hey, how about a fan? She caught that. Last foul ball with her beer.
Yeah. No bad hops there. And she's letting it go. She downed it.
She downed the entire beer after catching that foul ball at a Padres game. And now Husker Nick is going to try to hook her up with her son. Or you're looking for somebody similar like her for your son.
Yes. I am hoping that she will date my son who's 5 years old.
Well, not when he's old.
Like, that'd be great. No, I said, that's like goals for my kid. Like, I'm going to show him a video, this video, and be like, son, now that you're in college, I want to show you the type of lady you should be chasing after.
And that's the kind of girl that he should be chasing.
Yeah, man, that's just goals right there.
So we want to know your ridiculously epic moment. That gal had hers at a ballpark. What was yours? 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. We'll trade you your stories for tickets of fun, either at the Haymarket Park Salt Dogs game with a four-pack of tickets or movie passes too. Good morning.
When my son, because this was on a PTI yesterday, they were talking about Matt Scherzer's nine-pitch inning.
Yeah.
Where he struck out three people with nine pitches. And they're like, how often does that happen? My epic moment was coaching my son when he was 13 years old. He, not only did he strike out three guys in nine pitches, but the next inning, he got three outs with three pitches. So that's my
God, that's like impossible.
That's brilliant.
Mike.
That's pretty epic.
That is epic.
That's something you can't do.
I mean, that's like the proud papa moment, you know?
So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. It could be yours. It could be at your kids. Their ridiculously epic moment. I'll get mine coming up, and it involves Wesley Snipes coming in. This lady caught a foul ball with her beer and then chugged said beer, and now everybody wants to know if she's single. Your ridiculous epic moment. It could be a sports-related one. It could be anything. It could be Beer Olympics.
All right, so started off epic, ended horribly.
Okay.
Beer Olympics in college. They asked me which event I wanted to do. I'm like, well, I can bong a beer. That's fine.
Right.
Didn't tell me it was three tall boys.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Pounded that in like 8.5 seconds.
Wow.
Good. Like, second best time.
Yeah.
Walked away. Projectile vomit.
Oh no.
Yeah. No one saw, so I didn't, you know, get disqualified.
It was nice. Epic and an epic fail all in one fail swoop.
I'm good at both those.
So 466-9696 for Facebook and Twitter. You can tell us yours and we'll hook you up with some fun. It's the greatest moment of your life. Or someone you know. A ridiculously epic moment in history. That you tell the story all the time, or people ask you to tell the story. And we wanted to know from you, 466-9696, or Facebook and Twitter, what your story was.
Now, you guys know my wife,
yeah.
Right? You guys have met Jess.
Right.
I want to tell you the most epic moment pre-kids and right after we got married of Jess.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay.
We were in Mexico, which is, you know, this is going to be a good story.
Uh-huh.
I won $60. From other tourists, because there was a beer bong down there, and they came up, and there was this guy that was like beer bonging against everybody, and he's like, I can beat anybody here, and I bet him $60 that my wife would trash him beer bonging, and she demolished him. Well, then, once that starts going, then she keeps drinking, and we're at a resort, so we're having fun, and later, there was a bunch of Canadians throwing a football around, and she swam out to them, grabbed the ball, chucked it across the pool to the guy and said, I'm from Nebraska. That's what we do. And then, the most epic day, like, man, I got hearts in my eyes right now thinking about my lovely lady. That's my girl right there.
That's a pretty impressive one. What's yours? Good morning.
Well, a few years ago, Thomas Rhett was in Hastings.
Huh?
He looks down and he goes, I need somebody to sing this third verse to Friends in Low Places.
Huh.
He goes, yeah, you. The stage is 5 foot high. I'm 5 foot three. And I'm trying to get up on the stage. And his guitarist is pulling. Everybody's pushing.
Oh,
my shirt gets stuck on a nail. I rip my shirt. I get up there. I get to put my arms around Thomas Rhett and sing Friends in Low Places. I tell you what, I might be 60 years old, but that boy is fine.
That's a moment you'll never forget.
That's one of the greatest phone calls we've ever gotten on the show.
I'm only sort of wearing a shirt right now.
And I got to hold Thomas
Rhett
and sing Friends in Low Places.
But I'm on stage with Thomas Rhett singing Friends in Low Places.
Oh, my goodness.
Your epic moment. It's ridiculous. It's awesome. What is it?
I got a triple play all by myself.
How did you do that?
I was playing second base, and there was a runner on first and second, and, kind of a half line drive. Well, it seemed like a line drive at the time. I can't remember how old I was. We're talking like 10, 12-year-old age.
Okay.
But I ran over to catch the ball, jumped up in the air, caught the ball, landed on second base. So I got the batter out by catching the ball, landed on second base. The guy on second was on his way to third. And the kid on first base didn't know what he was doing and ran until he got to me, and I tagged him.
Nice.
That's a brilliant move. And one you can talk about for forever.
What is your story? I want to hear it. I
was a bellman at the Cornhusker Hotel when they were filming Tu Wong Fu with Wesley Snipes and
Julie
Patrick
Newmar.
Swayze. Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. Patrick Swayze, Wesley Snipes, and John Leguizamo were the main actors in that. And the crew were staying at the Cornhusker Hotel. And they'd come and go, and I'd talk to them because, I mean, you know, I love movies and stuff. So I'm talking to them every once in a while. They're out having a smoke, waiting for the van to get there. And one night they came back from filming, and they start piling out the van, and like, hey, you got to meet this guy. And out pops Wesley Snipes. And he's going into the hotel with them, and he's like, hey, I'm Wesley Snipes. He put his hand out. I go, no S here, Wesley Snipes. I'm James Caan. How are you? And he just laughs at me, and I'm good, thanks, and walks in. Well, then they come back out, and they're going to go downtown clubbing, and he looks at me again. He goes, no S, huh? That's what you say to me? That's brilliant. And he just walks away. So Wesley Snipes was... had a conversation with me, which was pretty cool.
I like that he walks up to you, puts his hand out, says, hi, I'm Wesley Snipes.
Well,
you know. I know, right?
Like, I wouldn't know who you were.
I need
well,
you,
anyway,
Lauren,
that's, it was like, just in case that. You don't know who I am.
Will you start doing that?
Let me use my first and last name. I'm a celebrity.
Yes, hi. I'm Lauren Silverman.
I'm judging Wesley Snipes a little.
Well, that was a fun moment for me.
Was he tall, short? What did he look
he's
like?
He's a little guy.
Was he tiny?
Yeah. I've heard rumors
he knows
of, like,
Kung Fu.
They had to film like movies and set up the sets differently so that they looked taller than other people.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
heard that before.
I was shocked when I stood next to Arnold Schwarzenegger
that
I'm as tall as
he is. He's 5'10", right?
Yes, sure. Yeah, because I'm 5'9", yeah. And he was like my height.
Yeah.
We'll get one more, and you can continue to share your ridiculously epic moments on Facebook and Twitter. Good morning.
Arm wrestling a 4-time world champion woman.
Oh man,
you arm wrestled a 4-time world champion?
How did that happen?
Yeah, how did that?
It was back in the 90s. Now, I guess full disclosure, I used to do some competitive arm wrestling.
Okay.
And another radio station in Omaha was giving away tickets to the WWF, and I wanted to go, but I'm too tight to actually buy them. And if they said that if you come up and you beat this arm wrestler, they give you tickets. Uh-huh. Well, I didn't know who she was. And I go in there. She's about 6 foot and 240 pounds. And just got back from Poland from this world competition. And
no.
I end up beating her. I'm about 5'10", 172 pounds in, and just gristle and pee and vinegar. And so I ended up beating her. But, oh, my Lord.
Warren beat her in an arm wrestling competition.
I mean, to say you beat a world champion in arm wrestling is pretty phenomenal.
To say you beat a world champion at anything is an epic moment.
That's pretty awesome. You can share yours on Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969. It could be a very bad moment for somebody or a very good moment. Date 'em or dump 'em is coming up.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
KX 96.9.
Time for another round of Date 'em or Dump 'em. Ben needing help with his date, Ashley.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
If you need our help, just let us know when it comes to Date 'em or Dump 'em by direct messaging us on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And we'll do the best to help figure out what went wrong on your date or in a relationship, whatever it may be. We are here for you. And we are going to do that for Ben today. Ben tweeted us about a girl named Ashley that you didn't swipe her on Tinder. She swiped you, is that correct?
Yeah, she swiped me.
Okay.
And then we started talking, and we were like messaging back and forth for like a week. So, I mean, you know, you really get to know each other after like really having conversations like all day long, just going back and forth. So I finally invited her out. I was like, let's go downtown, get some drinks. And we were like bar hopping and all that stuff. And like, we got to know each other just via her choosing my drinks and me choosing her drinks.
That'd be
fun. We were just like laughing and hanging out. It was awesome. We shot pool. We played some video games. And then in the night, I was a gentleman. I walked her to Uber. It was great. I gave her a hug and a kiss on the cheek. And I was like, I'll text you later. And she seemed stoked about that and texted her later. And then I didn't hear back. So I'm just like confused, I guess, because we spent like 4 hours together that day.
Oh wow. Okay.
And then just complete radio silence. Nothing.
Huh. Yeah, it's not like she was like, I'll get back to you, and then forgot or anything like that. It's just like I haven't heard back at all. And I even did like the check in text. I was like, hello, you know. So
Weird. You didn't like buy her overly aggressive beverages, did you?
Oh. What do you mean by aggressive beverages?
Like she's like three wise men or something like that.
She's
like
hanging the bathroom around the porcelain god.
Like the euphemism drink.
like if Lauren, if you and I went out, right, and we're all hanging out as friends, and you and I were like, hey, for a night, I'll buy your drinks and pick them out. Which sounds frightening because I don't know what you'd be buying me, but I wouldn't like go out of my way to buy you like
super strong
horrible drinks.
By aggressive, you mean strong drinks.
Yeah. I'd probably still get you stuff that I think you would like instead of like getting you like the worst stuff possible. That's what I mean by that.
Huh. Okay. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot that could have happened here. It could have been anything you talked about, or obviously I'm sure you've gone over this in your head. There was no point at which it seemed like things got a little chillier or anything like that.
No, and like I said, like at the end of the date, she seemed really stoked to have me, you know, to like keep up the communication. So, you know, because like you can kind of feel it out usually at the end of the date where they're just like, okay, and then they go, or they like turn their head funny so you can't like actually get in there and give the kiss, you know? And like none of that happened. So I don't know. I'm just confused.
So did you get a regular hug or a side hug? You got a regular hug?
No, I got the full hug. Like we like
a full frontal hug.
Kinda, like, embrace, yeah, for like a second before I kissed her on the cheek.
Okay.
Now, you don't think it's possible, since it was Tinder and she swiped on you, there's not a chance here that like she was hoping for maybe more, and then she thinks maybe you're just trying to
that she find was looking a for a hookup?
Relationship or a friend?
Well, she waited a week for a hookup. I mean,
I don't know. Like, I feel like if that was the case, then she might have said something about it.
Okay.
Because you know?
she seemed direct.
Yeah, because even if you don't want to say it in person, you can always like text the person back. Like, you know, it's such an easy thing to do.
Well,
no.
This whole segment would not exist. No. If people said words to each other.
Yeah, that's easy stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. All right, man. Well, we'll give Ashley a call and see if we can figure out what went down, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we'll put Ben on hold.
I'm glad you asked about the hug, because I thought that was a key moment. Because, like, every dude's been there. You go on a date with a girl, you think it's going great, and at the end of the night, you're wanting to be a gentleman, so you're just going to hug. And when they kind of rotate and side hug you, in your head, your heart breaks as it's happening. Like, you're like,
I'm not allowed to get a regular hug.
Dang it, I blew that. Because
that's a
solid friend
point.
Zone, and you're never coming back at that moment. It's over.
Okay. We'll let you guess what you think went wrong on Ben's date on Twitter, KX969. We will get a hold of Ashley and try to figure it out.
The conclusion to date them or dump them with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We want to help our new friend Ben out with what went wrong on his date with Ashley. She swiped him on Tinder. They went out and had a good time at the bars. Had a laughing, playing all kinds of different games. It was a solid evening, and now she's not getting back with him, so therefore we do what we do and call Ashley.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Ashley.
Is this her?
Hey, Ashley, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Really, JP and Lauren, hey.
Hi.
Hi. Don't forget about me.
Okay, well, do you have any idea why we're calling you then?
I mean, I listen to your show all the time. Probably know what this is about.
Okay. It would be Datum or Dump 'em?
Yeah.
Okay, and being that this is Datum or Dump 'em, you are correct. Do you know who we're calling about?
This guy, Ben.
Indeed.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, girl, why you ghosting him?
Just take over and do what you know happens now.
Calling you guys.
He's got some what?
He's got some balls calling you guys.
Oh, wow.
Why? Okay. From what he tells us, the date was great. You guys had fun. You bought each other drinks. A hug and a kiss on the cheek at the end. And everything seemed great. And you seemed excited about, let's talk more later.
Yep. I'm sure he told you all about that. And it was great. We did. We had lots of fun. But I'm pretty sure he has no idea why I haven't texted him back, right?
Correct.
He's completely clueless.
All right. So we were wrapping up the date, and he said he had a great time. We'll text you later. He gave me a hug. And later that night, I got a text at like 11, 11:30-ish, and I'm definitely sure he meant to send that to another girl.
Oh.
What did it say? Keep it clean. We're on the radio.
He wrote, "Remember that thing you did with your tongue the other night? In the mood for more of that tonight? And bring that pink thing."
What?
Yeah. Is that like a Jello mold? Is that what we're talking about?
Who knows? I appreciate your inflection. How you acted that. I remember that thing you did. I appreciate.
I'm sure we're not the first people she's read that to.
No, she's read that to every one of her friends.
Yeah, you have, haven't you?
There have, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've figured
you've probably
much.
Read it to coworkers.
Wow.
Well, okay.
Okay. So,
well, if you know all about this, you also know that Ben's on the phone. So, Ben, busy evening?
Hey, Ashley. So, as you, sounds like you already know, that was actually meant for someone else.
No.
Do you not remember sending that text?
I don't.
And now you know why you didn't get a response, and how did you not see it when you later went to message her?
I don't know how all this happened, but I just want to apologize for that. I mean, obviously, you know, this is our first date, so I've been seeing other people before, and I just want you to know, like, that particular girl, like, I'm not trying to see her. That's just kind of, it was like a fling thing that was happening, and, you know, like, that's obviously over. I'd like to go on another date with you, and, like, I apologize that you got that text. And I assume you were seeing other people, too. Like, I don't feel like it's that big of a deal. So, like,
I don't know that it's about seeing other people or not.
I'm hoping we can go on, like, a second date if that's
No, I'm going to pass.
I don't think it's that she thinks you are already in a committed relationship with her.
You know, like the things that you do on the side, you know, like, I'm sure she's got like a freaky side to her. So, you know,
but like back to back to back in the same evening with different people.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, more like right after our date.
Like it was a date. It's not like I went and took her home and we did things and then I hit up somebody else, you know. It was like a hug and a kiss on the cheek. I'd still like to see her and see where it goes.
Well, I can't believe if you were that worried about it, you didn't see that text when you, like, tried to text me back or something.
Right. Like Lauren mentioned earlier, yeah.
Sounds like he was drinking. I mean,
when I checked in, like, you didn't say anything either. Like, you could have said, like, hey, you sent me a text that was probably meant for someone else.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think we've learned a lesson here, Ben, that you shouldn't text while you're drunk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is a separate issue that, yes, many bad things have happened as a result of drunk texting. So, Ashley, you're just done.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay.
All right, cool. I'll just hit that other girl up again then.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Yeah, were you worried that she didn't text you back?
Okay.
Nah, we've been...
Captain snarks a lot.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Well then, I suppose we're done here.
Yeah, I think we're done here, Ben. Ashley, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. And Ben, thanks for getting a hold of us, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Okay, well, yeah, she's not going to want to go out with Ben at all. There's no chance of that because of him and his weird texting. So don't do that, kids.
Wrong number.
That happens a lot, though.
Wrong number texts?
Yeah.
Yes, and wrong number texts are some of my favorite things. I got a crazy one the other day. Actually, I was the wrong number.
Okay.
I was texting RSVP my son for a birthday party.
Yeah, is that the one?
Yes, and so I texted like, hey, this is Zach's mom's. He'd love to come to the party. Thanks for the invite, blah, blah, blah. And I get this text back, and this is a mom I didn't know, so it was a new number I was putting into my phone.
Okay.
And it said, thanks for the RSVP, but who's Torin, and will there be cake and ice cream? Because I never got my invite and it's not worth my time without ice cream since most cakes are too dry. And I said, oh, sorry, wrong number. And they said, no worries now, but if you want to invite me to the party, you have my number. Also, is this Lauren from the morning show? yes.
Maybe.
Yes. And then they start asking me, like, so are you in any more plays recently in the near future?
Wow, they have a new friend.
Yes.
And evidently, then, was it somebody you knew then? You just didn't have their name saved?
It's just some random person.
How did they know
person.
It was you?
I said it was Lauren, and I mentioned my son's name?
Maybe.
Wow.
I don't know.
That person needs to be a detective.
I know.
Like,
well,
that's quick.
And then, I know. And this actually happened at my birthday party. And then a couple of my friends were like, Is that creepy? I don't know that you should
answer
weird. That again.
No.
I don't know. But there is a whole category of weird for accidental texts.
Mm-hmm. 466-9696. Would you be willing to share yours?
Your either wrong number text or drunk text.
Oh.
Your accidental text.
I have on my text message chain, my wife and rival dad are usually one and two on people I'm texting on there.
Uh-huh.
I've definitely sent rival dad a text message that was for sure meant for my wife. And I'm glad glad he took it in stride. Because it was a little forward. Maybe.
466-9696. Your experiences with accidental texts next. So drunk texting, be careful with that. We want to know from you some accidental texts that you've experienced. Coming from Ben and Ashley with Dan Ever Dump, Ben sent her a text message that was meant for another girl
that he was trying to hook up with the same night, right after he'd hung out with Ashley. And no, they're not in an exclusive relationship, but that weirded Ashley out a lot. That right after their date, he was in the middle of trying to hook up with someone else, like 10 minutes later.
Pretty awkward text, too.
Yes. That text was not meant for Ashley, and it made for an awkward situation. So we are talking about your accidental text messages, and we just got one that's anonymous to the page. Like, please keep this anonymous.
Okay.
Years and years ago, when my daughter was playing softball, her coach and my husband shared the same name. We were all out one night after the Husker game tailgating, and my husband had to work, so he wasn't able to go. After several drinks, I had no filter, and I sent a pretty explicit sexual text to who I thought was my husband. It was actually my daughter's softball coach.
Whoa.
And also the entire group text to the other parents. sorry,
that's
guys.
Awkward. Your accidental awkward text. Good morning.
My wife, to get engaged with her, I bought her the ring and everything, and her name is Erin. My stepmom's name is Karen, and I thought I was texting. I just in the glance a picture of the ring. Well, I sent it to my wife instead, or my fiance at the time.
Oh.
So, girlfriend, I guess.
Oops.
Yes.
Was she excited?
she was very excited, but she looked at it. She's like, I don't think that was meant for me or whatever. And so my response is, oh, staff, you know, right away.
Yep. You just like propose right there.
Yeah. Oh, well, hey, see, will you marry me? Via text. We got another anonymous one.
Okay.
I'm part of a girls' chat Facebook message group. We have a rule that if you apologize unnecessarily for something, then you have to everyone has to send you a GIF of a male body part.
Oh.
So one of my friends apologizes unnecessarily in the group, and I go to send her a GIF of a man dancing in a male body part suit. Well, at the same time, I was also messaging a professional photographer for an upcoming photo shoot I'm a part of. Guess who got the GIF of the man dancing in the male bodysuit?
Oops. On Twitter, Luke says, in college, my roommate got a wrong number text from a guy saying, hey, girl, what you doing? And he kept asking for nudes. About an hour of messing with him, we sent a picture of our buddy, a really big guy with his shirt off, and got a what the F text back from him.
Awesome.
Hi, Kix.
I sent my niece a picture of a snake in my backyard.
Okay.
And then I needed a caller, so I called her up, and when she answered, well, I thought it was her, I said, you want to come play with my snake? And the girl says, who is this?
Oh, wow.
She had changed her number, and I didn't know it.
Oh, so some random got to hear about wanting to play with your snake.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's a tough situation.
Another anonymous one. A few months back, I was calling into work because my son was sick. I texted my boss, and all she responded with was, K. I hate that response, so I screenshotted it and meant to send it to my other coworkers with, what kind of response is that? And I sent it right back to my boss. She did not get fired, so that's
good. Thank God. We'll get one more. Hi, Kix. Good morning. Your accidental text.
Well, it was back in college, and I was texting one of my buddies, and I was texting a girl that I'd met that weekend. And my buddy asked what I was doing. I said, taking a poop, and the name changed to that girl I had just met.
Wow.
How did she respond?
She didn't.
Yeah.
She didn't want to have anything.
I just left it at that.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I feel like we're not at this part of our relationship yet where you can text me that you're on the toilet.
Yeah. Just the random poop text. All right, you can share your accidental text with us on Facebook or Twitter, or if you need our help with dating issues with Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, just direct message us with the title Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. We'll help you out, too.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick, the Kix 96.9 Morning Show.
Very rarely does Stupid Is a Stupid Does involve zoo animals. More often than not, Stupid Is a Stupid does involve Florida, and that's where we're at.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid Is a Stupid Does, sir.
And like most of our stories, this comes out of Florida.
Man.
They have zoo school here in town, I know of.
Yes, they do.
Florida, they have like big zoo schools because it's kind of a bigger area. They've got all kinds of different animals available to them.
Ooh.
There's a kid by the name of Cedric Price, who Cedric was a zoo school member.
Okay.
A student at this zoo school. And he, amongst his other classmates, were wondering because there's multiple animals that have started disappearing from the zoo school.
That's not normal.
Man.
Like, in fact, they're missing 3 Florida box turtles, 2 red-footed tortoises, a skunk, and a squirrel monkey.
Like, I get the squirrel monkey, but I don't know about why you'd steal the rest of that stuff.
I feel like a squirrel monkey could potentially get out. All those other things would definitely have to be stolen, right? Turtles don't really make...
Ooh, skunk.
Nah, the skunk.
I feel like a skunk at any time just go, hey, dude, I want out of here, and if you don't make it happen, what's going to happen. Yeah.
Well, so...
But do turtles make daring escapes from things?
They do.
Very, if they're ninjas and teenagers. Slow.
A skunk just does the stink thing, and they can get away from anybody. There's also apparently at large 2 gopher tortoises and 2 more box turtles.
Okay.
Somebody likes turtles.
11 total animals were missing from this Gainesville, Florida school.
So how does Cedric figure into
this? Well, Cedric is one of the students there. And so the students are talking amongst themselves and eventually like, wait a second, it seems familiar. I think Cedric was a part of the feeding regimen for multiple animals here. And he seems to have always been on the schedule. Would be here when these animals were missing.
Is he a thief?
Students are sleuthing.
Yeah, they got the officers decided on the tip from the students to go and check out Cedric's apartment.
Wait, he was having sex with them?
No,
that's what I got from this music.
The Jungle Boogie music song.
Yeah, my bad.
They found the box turtles, the tortoises, the skunk, and a squirrel monkey hanging in Cedric's apartment.
Okay, so now I'm picturing, do you remember the scene in Ace Ventura?
Oh, yeah, when he's got a...
When, all like, animals. The landlord comes in and there's nothing, there's no animals, it's just an apartment, the landlord shuts the door and he goes, come to me, animal friends!
and they all come
running out and jump all over him.
So, yeah, the cops caught Cedric red-handed with all the animals. They're still looking, again, for the 2 gopher tortoises and 2 box turtles that are missing.
I mean, I guess they're a lot easier to hide than a spider monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
What does Cedric have with turtles?
Yeah.
Well, he likes the turtles, I guess.
Is he just a low-level thief and he was working up to more difficult animals?
He goes from turtle to skunk to
Cedric,
monkey.
Is Cedric that kid from YouTube that likes toidles? Remember that video?
I do remember
You've
that.
Never seen that video?
Oh, wow.
It's like a nightmare. Like it's turtles. There's a person for a TV station interviewing this little kid dressed as like a face painted like a skeleton. And what does he ask him? He just asks him something about
random.
He asks him some question. And this kid just looks at him and goes, I like toidles. That's all he says.
He's a zombie kid.
He's a zombie kid.
Here we go. This is it right here.
This is like a viral thing.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
Is he just that kid? I think that's that kid.
He is that kid.
We busted him.
Nailed it.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
Before we get to the big thing, tomorrow, a free fun Friday and ZBB Day. So we'll get you prepared for the big concert. We'll have all the regular things, out of context contests and fake news. Jungle John will be in here. We'll get a redneck movie review and your chance to get it off your chest. Before that, our big thing is more free ZBB tickets. What we have for you is even more Zac Brown Band tickets. They're going to be here tomorrow. In fact, from what I've heard, their crew has been here all week long.
Really?
Getting ready because I guess we are the start of the Down the Rabbit Hole tour.
That's awesome.
So there has been spottings of various members of the band and crew that are already in Lincoln. So if you see Zac Brown Band, I mean, any of the members, even including Zac, Definitely put up a photo so we can see it.
Well, yeah.
On Facebook.
Say hi. Be nice.
Yeah, be nice.
Welcome them to Lincoln.
We'll have your chance to win more ZBB. In fact, pit passes that will be given away down at Longwell's tomorrow night when we start our big party at 4 o'clock. But today, another 96-minute ticket stop.
Ooh.
With your chance to not only win Zach Brown Band tickets, but also Bud Light Party Palace. We're still giving that away and qualifying people at all of our ticket stops. Today, Husker Nick will be at Max Muscle at 27th of Pine Lake from 4 to 6. I think they're having a big dudes night or whatever at Max Muscle.
Uh-huh.
That we was talking about. And Blue Bud Brewery is going to be there as well. So we've got gift cards to them, to Max Muscle, chance to qualify for that Bud Light Party Palace, and ZBB tickets for you to win today.
All good things.
With our ticket stop again. Max Muscle today, 4 to 6, 27 of the Pine Lake with Husker Nick.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix 96.9 Morning Show.